All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast, or should I say welcome back to myself to the podcast. I haven't done one for a really long time, definitely before Riverside's time, and it was kind of half the reason that I haven't done one for a while, because there's lots of post-production and things that need to happen, and at the time, Spotify for podcasters didn't have the platform, so shout out to Riverside for making our lives a lot easier to do this. I'm not even in studio. You know, half the reason, like, half the cool thing about podcasting is to not have to be in one place, right? And actually move around, which has always been my idea. And now with Riverside, I think it's going to be a lot easier to do that. Be a lot easier to do live streams and live interviews and things like that, which would be really cool. So this is going to be just a really short, like, test episode more than anything else, because I wasn't really using much video before. You know, it's kind of weird, like, doing a podcast without the headphones, without a real mic, you know, like a mic, just using these small little things. But, you know, you can get into it. And what I really want to do a lot more of is, like, go into the lion's den, so to speak. I want to go and sit with real entrepreneurs, real big-time people, sit in their rooms with them and have conversations with them. And I think I'm going to do a lot more of that, like, if it's this easy to do, you know, possibly be very easy to live stream these events as well. So these podcasts, should I say, really, really easy to do. So yeah, really exciting. Just good to be back. Let's see how this episode turns out. It's not much of an episode. It's more of an update. So I'll probably call the episode update, because that's what it is. I don't even know if I'm going to continue to call this the Entrepreneur Podcast, or if I'm going to change the name up or whatever. But change is good, you know, maybe start a whole new podcast. But definitely time to kind of get back on the horse. We're on 20 episodes. I don't want to stop right now. Business is good. We'll document some of the business side of some of the stuff that's going on as well. But something that's really hit me big time in the last little bit is a book that I'm reading. And then you can see this. Obviously, yeah, because the webcam's turning around. It's basically called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And, you know, as coarse as the book sounds, there's so many good lessons in this book. One of them was, you know, he kind of explains, like, what certain people accept or don't accept and how they come to those conclusions. In other words, what metric people use to get to those conclusions, if that makes any sense, right? So if something is not acceptable to you, it's because you have been taught, or you have been led to believe, or you believe for whatever reason, that that is wrong. It is wrong for somebody to do this. It is wrong for somebody to say that. So by your metric, it's unacceptable that this thing happens. However, by the next guy's metric, it's absolutely fine, because he or she might see it very, very differently. So it's all about metrics and how you judge certain situations. And it's also about, you know, responsibility. What is your responsibility and what isn't your responsibility? And how do you deal with it? These are all great lessons and things that are in this book. For example, I'll give you this little excerpt. A lot of people treat being born with a disadvantage, like OCD or small stature or something very different, as though they're screwed out of something like highly valuable. They feel that there's nothing they can do about it, so they avoid responsibility for the situation. They figure, I didn't choose my crappy genetics, so it's not my fault if things go wrong. And it's true. It's not their fault, but it is still their responsibility, right? Like, you still got to deal with it. For example, another great example in this book, if somebody drops a baby off at your doorstep overnight, it's not your fault. But when you open up the door, surely it is your responsibility to, you know, do the right thing for the baby. So it's that kind of thing. I would highly suggest you reading this book, totally off subject if you haven't. It has got some really, really good lessons, and you know, even when it comes to business and how you treat stuff, it's got, this thing's got me through really a couple of hard months, you know, where you're starting out and business is tough and your business is not coming in, and you know, you're just stressed out and worried all the time about things. This is definitely a great book to, like, kind of keep you on track. So that's my first Riverside podcast on Spotify for podcasters. I plan to do loads more with loads more guests. Thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you next time.